Thank you for calling FM Mailing Services. How may I assist you?
Hi, I'm just calling to inquire about a bill I received.
Okay, could you help me with the date of birth so I can just pull up your records?
February 15, 1991.
February 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just allow me a minute. And could you please confirm your name?
Paulina Yarmarkovich.
Okay, Paulina, just allow me a minute. So, Paulina, you have a query, I believe, of $325.
Yeah, I'm curious why that is, because it doesn't look, well, first of all, the visit was due to a car accident, so it was supposed to be billed through the car accident insurance. But it doesn't even look like it was billed through my own insurance, or my own insurance or that insurance, so I'm just curious why there's a bill.
Okay, so could you just allow me a minute, Paulina? Can I just put you on a
bill
hold?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for holding a line, Paulina. So I have gone through the comments. We do have submitted to State Farm, but State Farm stated that patient need to call State Farm and mention whatever it happened. So you have to speak with State Farm and mention that. And after that, once you have spoken, you can update me, or if they are going to just reprocess from their end, that will be okay.
Okay, this accident was almost, this was like 10 months ago, and I spoke with them pretty thoroughly because I had other visits covered already by State Farm, including with this same, with Kyle Williams. So they should have everything on their end. I don't even know who the point of contact would be anymore because it was so long ago. I don't know if you have that information or...
Yeah, I can help you with that. Actually, your supervising is Michael Yoon and rendering is Kyle Williams. So
yeah.
I can see here it's multiple times it's been rejected. We have sent to State Farm, but they have mentioned a note here. I can see that a patient have to call State Farm and update. So here
and just to confirm, this doctor's visit is from January, correct? So it's been a long time.
I totally agree with you. So sorry for that. We have submitted multiple times.
Okay. Do you know who I can contact from State Farm? I just don't have that information. I provided all of that when I first came for the appointment in December, but I don't have that information anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have that in front of you.
Just allow me a minute. Let me see. Let me check, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do see the number is 844. Do you have the same number? 844-292-8615.
And do you happen to have, like, I don't have the claim number or anything anymore that, because I thought this was all closed, so I don't have that information anymore. Do you have that information?
Okay, just a moment. Let me check that. So I will advise you, Paulina, that write down the auto insurance case number. So it will be easy for you. 217.
Yep.
7. Letter K. K for night. 6.
Yeah.
8. J. J for Juliet.
Okay. But there's no number from, like, the car accident claim that you have from, I when I originally filled out some paperwork, I wrote it down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept it. I kept that paper up until like a month ago because I didn't think I needed it anymore. So I don't have it anymore.
For that,
it was like the original accident.
Okay, just allow me a minute because I can see that auto insurance case number is this. So you will get the proper information when you will say this case number. This is the case number. But if you are saying that claim number, just allow me a minute. Let me see that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Paulina, this is not been processed, so that's how we are not able to find the claim number.
What does that mean? It hasn't been processed.
And I have given you the insurance number, that 217-7K-688J. Of course, that will be great help for you if you can just say that.
Okay. And then if they continue to reject this, which is strange because they covered everything else, can I put it through my insurance? Because this was just like a quick phone call follow-up visit that I wouldn't have done if I knew it was going to be a $325 bill, you know? It was a phone call follow-up that was recommended by him in his previous visits seem to have been covered. If it doesn't, can I just submit it through my own insurance, or how can I get rid of this balance since it was supposed to be covered?
Okay, so by seeing here from my end, the notes are patient have to contact the State Farm. I can see here, so you have to just update them, and once you have updated, just if they are reprocessing from their end, then we'll be well and good. And if they are not reprocessing, just call me back, so I will talk to the insurance and I will do the best for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Paulina.
Okay, thank you. I'll give them a call. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much.